It'll be incumbent Justice Daniel Kelly versus Dane County Judge Jill Karofsky in Wisconsin's Supreme Court election in April. Kelly finished first in yesterday's Supreme Court primary, but says that he'll face a big lift in the general election. WUWM's Chuck Kornbach has this report.
Kelly won about half the vote, while Karofsky picked up roughly 37%. Marquette University law professor Ed Filone finished third with 13%. Given that both Karofsky and Filone had endorsements from left-of-center groups, while Kelly had conservative backing, if Filone's supporters now switch to Karofsky, the April election could be very close. Kelly acknowledged that much during his victory speech last night in Okauchee, adding in the factor of what's expected to be a high turnout of Democrats for the Wisconsin presidential primary.
This is going to be a big lift. There was a lot of work that went into the results that we have experienced this evening. But the number of people that are going to turn out on April 7th is going to be many, many times what it was tonight.
Kelly told the news media that he plans to continue to try to show that he and Karofsky have differing judicial philosophies. Kelly says the people of Wisconsin are only loaning him authority.
They tell me they want me to exercise the judicial power, not the legislative, just the judicial. So when I look at a case, it's all about being faithful to the constitutional text.
Kelly says Karofsky would bring more politics to the court, but in a phone interview with WUWM, Karofsky repeated what she's been saying during the campaign, that Kelly is beholden to conservative politicians.
People around the state of Wisconsin want their Supreme Court back on track. They don't want a Supreme Court that feels like corruption. And when we focus on my experience and my Wisconsin values and my toughness, that is something that really resonates with people.
And Karofsky will have Ed Filone on her side. His campaign released a statement Wednesday morning asking his supporters not to rest until Daniel Kelly is defeated on April 7th. Filone says Kelly's agenda is to overturn any prior precedent that he personally disagrees with and to leave us with Dan Kelly's Constitution, where our rights are defined according to Dan Kelly's morality. Last night, Justice Kelly told his gathering that Filone is a good and thoughtful man who cares deeply about his community, the state, and the courts. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.